Babe Basra, Daf Tzadik Ches, Amud Aleph, page 98, side 8. So if the seller tells him that I'm selling you a Yayin Mevusam, which is a good, a special wine that is going to last, I'm selling to you, then Chayiv Lahamid Loi, then, and it goes bad, then he has to replace to him a wine that does not become vinegar. Ad ha'atzeres, until Shavuos. But from Shavuos and on, the heat of the summer is going to ruin even a wine which is a mavusam, even a superior and a good wine. V'yoshon, and if the seller says that I'm selling you an old wine, then he has to give him Mishel Ishtakit from the wine of the previous year. And if he says to him, Umiyushon, a wine that is Miyushon, I'm selling to you, then he has to give him from Mishel Sholishon, from 3 years old. Which means that it was done 2 years ago, and this is its third year. So, I think about it. Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina, says Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, lo yishonu. The Chachamim did not say in the Mishnah that the seller would not be responsible for the wine. Elo bekan kanim de lekeach. It's only when the buyer took the wine out of the vessels of the barrels of the seller and he removed them into his barrels. Because in that situation, the seller can say that it was the barrels of the buyer that caused the wine to become vinegar. But if the wine remained in the barrels of the seller, then he is responsible for the wine. Because the reason is, because oh marle, because the buyer will say to the seller, this is your wine and these are your barrels. In other words, since the wine was left in your barrels and nevertheless it still became vinegar, it must be that to begin with it was a spoiled wine, but it just wasn't recognizable till now. And it turns out that it was a mistaken deal. So the Gemara asks, "Am Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina, v'chi kan kanim de meicher mayhavi?" And even if the barrels belong to the seller, what does it matter? Why do we care? Why is it different that if the wine becomes vinegar in the barrels of the seller, lay malay, why can't let the seller say to the buyer, loi boi loch lishahuye, you shouldn't have left the wine for a long time, but you should have drank it immediately, and since you didn't do so, the wine became vinegar, and I don't have to take responsibility for this, because I was not obligated to sell you wine that doesn't turn vinegar for a long time. And the Gemara answers, Lo tzricho, that this din was not said only in a case, Omer le limikpa, that the buyer said to the seller that he wants to buy the wine for the purpose of his, to put the wine into something that he's cooking. That's called limikpa. And that is that every time you put a little bit of wine in the cook, in the stuff that you cook, and that means that he has to leave the wine for a long time in his place because he uses it only a little bit of time. And therefore, the seller should have given him wine that is of a good grade that can stay for many for a long time without becoming turned to vinegar. And this is when Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina said that if the barrels of the seller, he has to replace some other wine. So the Gemara asks, "My dochek the Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina loik me masnisin bekankanim de lekeach udomer le lemikpa." Why did Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina push himself to say that our Mishnah is talking about that he transferred that he transferred the wine into his barrels, and that's why he needed to say he had to push himself, because he holds that the Mishnah is talking about that he bought the wine on the condition to leave it for a long time because he wants to use it for his food, and therefore the responsibility is on the seller if the wine remains in his vessels, why does he have to teach the Mishnah such a way? Look, maybe kankanim the moicher le'omer le'limikpa. He should have said that the Mishnah is talking about in a situation where he did not say to the buyer that he's buying it, that that the buyer did not say that he's buying the wine for the purpose of putting it into his food, as a that it has to stay for a long time. And in that situation, the seller will not be responsible even if it's left over in his vessel, because in that case, the buyer should not have delayed the use. If he didn't tell him lemikpa, he shouldn't delay the use. And therefore, even if it's in the barrels of the meicher, he would not be chayiv b'achrayis. And the Gemara answers, Omar Rava, says Rava masnisin kshisei. Rabbi Yosi ben Rav Chanina had a problem in explaining the words of the Mishnah. The Katani, because in the Sefer it's written, im yodua sheyenoi machmitz, if it was known that the wine of the cellar every year becomes vinegar, how does it make a chtos? Then it's a mistaken deal, and the cellar has to pay back to the buyer the money. He has to give him back his money. So the question is, it seems surprising. Am I? Why is the sale off? Lay malay. Why shouldn't the buyer sell? Why shouldn't the seller say to the buyer, "Lo yiboyi loch l'shahuyi"? You shouldn't have left the wine for a long time. You should have drank it quickly, and it wouldn't become vinegar. So it turns out that the buyer himself caused the loss. So why do we have to? Why are we obligating the seller? Elo lav shmamino. But is it then not from here we learn that the Mishnah is talking about the omer lei that the buyer says to the seller that he's buying the wine lemikpa, that he needs to leave it for a while, for a long time, because he's going to use it for his food, and therefore to put it in his cooking, and therefore the seller is obligated to give him such a good wine, or an upper grade of wine that is fit to last for a while, for a long time. And therefore, if you know that the wine of the seller is always turning to vinegar, then it's a mekachtos, then it's a mistaken deal, because that wine is not fit for a long time. So we can actually learn from the second part of the Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about one who buys wine for the purpose of his cooking, to put it in his what is cooking. And therefore Rabbi Yosi ben Rav Chanina had to say that the Reisha is talking about, the first case is talking about that the Leikeach transferred the wine to his own bottles, because only in that situation the moicher, the seller, would be exempt from responsibility from the wine, since then we can say that the loss happened because of the barrels that the buyer transferred them into, his barrels. But nevertheless, that if it's wine, which usually becomes vinegar every year, then the seller cannot argue that it was the barrels of the buyer that caused the wine to go bad, because it makes more sense to say that the wine went bad because of its inferiority, as it does every year, that it goes bad, and regardless in whose kalim they are. So the Gemara brings another opinion that disagrees with Rabbi Chanina. Upliga, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosi ben Rav Chanina, who says that our Mishnah is talking about that the buyer transferred the wine into his own barrels, is in disagreement with the Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. With Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, the Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, because Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says, Chamra, a wine that has turned into vinegar, Mazla de More Gorim, it's the bad luck or the sins of the owner that cause them to go bad. Shenema, because the pasuk says in Habakkuk Perik Beis Pasuk Hey, the afki hayayin boiget gever yohir v'goymer. That is that the reason for the matter that the yayin is boiget, that the wine is boiget ba'odom, and becomes vinegar, betrays the person and becomes vinegar, is the reason is kayayim boiged is because its owners is gever yohir. Kiyayin boiged is gever yohir because he's arrogant in things that he doesn't possess, and therefore his punishment comes measure for measure. He thinks that you have that he has in his hands wine, and it turns out that it's really vinegar. So since we're saying that it's the luck, that it's the luck of the owner of the wine that causes his wine to become vinegar, and the seller isn't responsible for the wine at all. So even if he placed it, he left it, the buyer left the wine in the barrels of the seller, or if he told him that he is buying it for the purpose of his cooking, the seller can always say to him, I sold you a good grade of wine, and it was only that your luck caused it to become vinegar. It's only in a situation when we know that the wine of the cellar becomes vinegar every year. Then we say that the wine became vinegar because of its inferiority, and it's not the luck of the, or it's not the fault, or it's not the cause of the buyer. And then the seller would be responsible. The Gemara brings additional drashas on this verse. Amar Rav Mori, says Rav Mori, Hai man de yohir, a person who is arrogant, afilu ayin she beise loy mikabel, even on his family members, his wife, he is not honored because she really degrades him. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Gever yohir, an arrogant man, v'lo yinve. So he doesn't yinve. Like the Gemara, mai v'lo yinve. What does it mean, v'lo yinve? So it means that, benove sheloy, that even benove, nove means a house, that even his own house, he's not respected. So gever yoyir v'lo yinve. That's why we're saying that, afilu in shebeis eloy mekabel. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, says Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol HaMizgo B'Talis Shel Talmidei Chachomim. Anyone who praises himself or becomes arrogant by using the garment of Talmidei Chachomim, in other words, he dresses up with a upper garment, a long one, through which the shirt isn't seen, as it was the custom of Talmidei Chachomim, but he is not really a Talmud Chacham. He just pretends to be like that. Then in the future they won't allow him into the Mechitza with Hashem. And where do we know this? Because it says, Kisiv Hacha, because it's written with regards to one who is arrogant, that with what he doesn't have, V'lo Yinveh. And Uksiv Hasam, over there in Shmoyis Tzvav Yud Gimel, it says El Nevei Kodeshecha. So Nevei Kodeshecha means the home of Hashem, which is the Mechitza of Hashem. And therefore we learn out that the one who is arrogant does not enter into the Nevei Kodeshecha, which means the Mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch. The Gemara goes back now to deal with the halachas of one who sells wine and it becomes vinegar. Amar Rava, says Rava, Hai man de zabin lechaviso de chamre lechan vo adaita lesabuye. A person that gave over to a storekeeper a barrel of his wine so that he should sell it in his store a little bit at a time. V'sakif apalga oyatilsa, and the wine became vinegar after he sold half or a third of the barrel. Dino hu de mekabel lomine. So the halacha is, the din is, that the owner of the barrel has to accept the loss because the wine is his, it's his possession, and the storekeeper who's selling on consignment or whatever it is only an agent of the owner who gave him the wine. But these words are not said, Ella, only in a situation, that the storekeeper did not change the spout of the barrel. But if he changed to make a different spout, a different hole in the barrel, in order to make a new, he makes a new hole in order to make a new spout to let the wine out of the barrel, then he is responsible for the wine, because we can say that it is because of this new hole that he made that the wine turned to vinegar. V'loya moron, and also likewise, we don't say these halachas that the days of the market have not yet arrived, and therefore the storekeeper did not have an opportunity to sell the entire wine that was in the barrel. But if the time of the market has arrived and he's able to sell all the wine, but he was lazy, so then the responsibility is not on the one who owns the barrel, but the storekeeper has to pay for the damages. Another halacha, V'omar Rove, Rove said, Hai man the kabel chamra, a person who received wine from his friend in a business, as follows, that he gives his friend wine to sell, and he evaluates the money as the wine as it's worth now in this place, and he gives it to him, so he should go to another place in which the wine is sold for more expensive, and he sells it over there, and then they both split the equally the profits. Adaito de mamtile li parvoso de vol shvot. And he made a condition with him, Adaita, the condition that the owner of the wine is not allowed to sell it only in a place that name was Parvato de Vel Shvot. So the Mamtile, he has to bring it, Le Parvato de Vel Shvot, because over there wine was sold for more expensive. But Vademote Hosum Zol, but at the time that it took the one who was doing the business received to get there, the wine became cheap, the price of there, and now it's worth less than it was worth at the time that he received it. So dino hu de makabele. So the halacha is that the owner of the wine needs to accept upon himself the loss, since the buyer, or the not the buyer, the one who took the wine to do business with it, he didn't have permission to sell the wine until he came to that place. So it turns out that up till that time, the wine still remained in the responsibility and in the possession of the one who gave it to him for this matter. And it is his wine, it's the wine of the one who gave it, is that became cheap. Ibayu Luhu, so the people of the yeshiva had a question, have a chalomai. What is it then that in a situation that it's not that the wine became cheaper, but it became chalo, it became a vinegar, before he was able to get to that place. So what is the question over here? Because do we hold la locha, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who holds that one who sells wine to his friends and it turned into vinegar in the vessels, even in the vessels of the seller, so the buyer can say to him back, this is your wine and this is your barrel. So in that case, if that is the halacha, then also over here, the one who received it will sell till the one who received the wine to go sell it will say it back to the moicher, give it back to him, and he won't have to take the loss. And the seller can't say to the makabel, the one who's taking for the business, can't tell him, you shouldn't have delayed it, because the person instructed him not to sell until he comes to that place. Or perhaps we should rule the other side of the question, we should rule like Rav Chiya bar Yosef, because he holds that even when the wine is still in the vessels, in the kelim of the seller, he is able to tell the buyer, it's your luck or it's your bad mazel or your averis that caused it. So also in this case, let the seller say to the one who received the wine to go and sell it elsewhere that it's the bad luck of both of us that caused, because any business is half belongs to the iska, is half belongs to the one that gave it, and the part of it is a in the hand of the Makabel, Hayiska Palga Milva Palga Pekodin, that the, so, and the half of it is belongs to the receiver as a loan, so he loaned like half of the wine, and therefore they should both carry the loss. So Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, so Rav Hillel says to Rav Ashi, Kavon Bei Rav Kana, that when we were in the Beis Medrash, in the study hall of Rav Kana, Omar Loni told us, Chalo Loi, that vinegar, no, that if the wine turned to vinegar, then the one who gave the wine to the other one doesn't have to carry alone, does not have to carry the loss himself, like he does if it becomes cheaper. Because he can say to the receiver, the one who took it to sell, that it was the both luck that caused this. And not like the words of Rabbi Yosi Rab Chanina, but the halacha is like Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, that it's the mazel of the person that causes and his luck, and therefore he has to take half of the loss. Because the Amri, and there's those that have sold, that even if it turns vinegar, he still has to carry the one who gave the wine to the makabel. He has to carry the entire loss, just like when it turned cheaper. Keman, who does this follow? It follows that like Rabbi Chanina, who holds that if it becomes vinegar in the vessels of the seller, then the seller is responsible. We learned that a Mishnah Yoshon, that if it's old, Mishel Ishtakad Chulu, that he has to give him from the previous years.